Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 209, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. Facts, movant contends, O'Leary show that the defendant was not having a fair trial by reason of the great excitement of the crowd. The courtroom was in an exceedingly small building on the ground floor and was crowded during the trial, and defendant contends that this prejudice and animosity of the crowd against him, as shown by the frequent applause, necessarily reached the jury box and prevented him from having a fair trial. As permitted by the court, in his order just aforesaid, we attach hereto in support of this motion for new trial the affidavits hereto attached, marked Exhibit J to M, both inclusive, and said exhibits are hereby made a part of this motion for new trial, 65, because the defendant contends he did not have a fair and impartial trial by an impartial jury as provided by the Constitution and laws of this state for the following reasons, to wit, A. On August 6, 1913, during the trial, the defendant's counsel moved to rule out the testimony of the witness Conley, tending to show acts of perversion and acts of immorality on the part of the defendant, wholly disconnected with and disassociated from this crime. The court declined to rule out said testimony, and immediately upon the statement of the court that he would let such testimony remain in evidence before the jury, there was instant, pronounced, and continuous applause throughout the crowded courtroom where the trial was being had, by clapping of hands and by striking of feet upon the floor. While the jury was not then in the same room where the trial was being had, they were in a room about 50 feet from where the judge was sitting and about 20 feet from portions of the crowd applauding, and so close that perhaps the jury could have heard the applauding. B. And again during the trial, Mr. Arnold, one of the counsel for the defendant in the presence of the jury, objected to a question asked by the solicitor, and the following occurred. Mr. Arnold, I object to that, Your Honor. That is entering the orders on that book merely. That is not the question he is asking now at all. 126. The court. What is the question he is asking now?